Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from Yarrabah, Girini, Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation. We're doing an OB outdoor broadcast here live at Yarrabah for COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. We're talking about communicating with our mob and educating them about the vaccine and having that yarn at least, you know. Otherwise, get jab and protect yourself, protect your family. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Jason King, and he's the Director of Clinical Services here at Girini Yalamaka. Very good morning, Dr. Jason. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Trev. How are you?
Very good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a Noongar man from down southwest of Western Australia. My family are from Dandaragon. Small town,
yes.
Smaller than Yarri. There's only about 100 people there.
Is that right?
So yeah, my grandmother's people from around that area. She was in Magumba Mission, which some people might know from the Rubber Proof Fence movie.
Okay,
she
yes.
was actually in the mission same time as the young girls in that movie. So
okay,
yeah, that's my connection back to that country. So perfect. Shout out to all the mob over here too, over in Queensland, who live in Yarri too. Rallies,
yep, rallies in here. They're all following you, eh, Don? Fantastic. Look, thank you very much for coming to the program, and thank you for having us here at Girini Yalamaka for the COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. So tell us about this event for the next 3 days.
Yeah, so really this has been a response to the challenges we've had in community with information and, you know, trying to give the community the best opportunity to get the best information about COVID-19, about the vaccine, about what it means for the community.
Yes.
Yarri is such a unique place. It's very close to a major population centre.
It is.
Major transit area for tourism and industry. And as a result of that, like a lot of communities as well, there's a lot of other things which really are challenges, like housing and overcrowding.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of other Aboriginal communities that also have high rates of chronic disease. So when we look at these things, it becomes this kind of really perfect storm of high risk for families and the community here. So back in the early stages of last year, we started to think about, you know, what it would mean if COVID got to Yarri, and we started to have to make plans for that.
Well, it could go like wildfire if we're not careful.
Oh, look, the risk for a place like Yarri and a lot of other communities, and I think we see Australia-wide now, communities understand this, what it means to them. And the response has been fantastic across Australia. You know, up until recent times, very, very low rates of infection in Aboriginal communities.
Yes.
And in fact, up until the most recent outbreak in New South Wales, you know, very low rates of, you know, Aboriginal people across Australia.
Exactly. We've done really well, haven't we, in this space? Hats off to the mayors in regard to looking after their communities. We just come out of a three-day lockdown, Cairns and Yarrabah. Tell us how you guys navigated through that.
Yeah, look, so lockdown is something that's not new to Yarri. You know, last year, like a lot of communities in Queensland and elsewhere, we had the Biosecurities Act, which was a different beast altogether. You know, like that was a federal thing. We had, you know, police and army not letting Yarri community members come or go.
Yeah.
But this was really different. You know, we had cases in Cairns. We had, you know, the contacts close by in community who needed to be quarantined. And so, you know, it was really a good exercise to show what the community understands. And we really appreciate the response from community coming and getting tested, coming in and having a yarn with their GPs at Girini. You know, we've really tried to present information, you know, from a position of trust.
Yes.
We know that without trust, Girini can't do anything, you know?
Well, you can't beat black on black.
Nah.
And we're talking about a First Nation organisation dealing with our mob. That's a good bridge builder. Yeah. There's open table for conversations and trust, like you said, very important.
Yeah, look, we're not here to force anything on anyone.
Okay, yeah.
We want to give people that opportunity to get informed consent, to make an informed decision about their health, to increase their health literacy, empower, help them to express that self-determination, which is what, you know, accessing health through an Aboriginal community-controlled health organisation is really about.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, they say knowledge is power. So the table's here for the yarn. Get the information for the questions, the answers to the questions that you want before taking the jab or get educated on it. How are we looking in regard to numbers, Dr. Jason, regarding people, mob here or in community at Yarrabah getting jabs?
Yeah, so we know out of the 3,500 people we have on our regular patient list, about 2,400 are eligible for the vaccine.
Yep.
Up until Friday afternoon, we had done over 360 jabs of the Pfizer vaccine and about 244 of the AstraZeneca.
Okay.
So, there's, you know, the response initially was quite strong in community. And then some advice changes came through with the federal government. Things slowed down quite a lot. So we've had to kind of rethink how we're engaging with community.
Sure.
And today's, and for the next 2 days after today, has been a really a response to that, to give people a one-stop shop. They can come in, have a yarn to the doctors they know and trust.
I think the message that we're delivering out there to our mob is come and have a yarn to our professionals at the First Nation Health Organisation, because then we've got social media out there, and that becomes a negative tool sometimes, doesn't it?
You
get so-called the wannabe doctors giving the information or their opinion, which really dilutes the conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, look, social media is a fantastic tool if it's used the right way. But it also, we know, you know, if you look at First Nations mob, talking around the table, yarning is really our bread and butter.
Yeah.
Without that yarn, you've got, you know, that's how information's been transferred for 80,000 years.
Exactly.
So we've got to be part of that. Yeah, we've got to be part of that conversation too as health providers, you know. Mm. We've got to understand that that's a strength. It's not a weakness for us.
Sure.
Exactly. And then, but that's why we have a service, which is, you know, what we say, health worker first. So we've got health workers within our service who come from Yarri. Mm-hmm. We've got Aboriginal nurses. We've got Aboriginal doctors. And the rest of the team really is led by that sense of belonging to the community and
yes.
taking that lead. And then having that reach into the community with those conversations around the table, but also through those more kind of modern things like social media,
yes.
having a presence. And not overplaying that, you know. You've got to understand, you know, the audience you're talking to. And
well, exactly, exactly. To our deadly listeners that just tuned in, is National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry, having a deadly yarn with Dr. Jason King, here, Director of Clinical Service, here at Girini Yalamaka, Health Service Aboriginal Corporation, here at Yarraba. We're doing the OB here, and great to catch up with Mob here, talking about this space. Dr. Jason, we're talking about COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week, ages 12 years and above. So how are we going regarding numbers of our children?
So the 12 to 16-year-old advice only changed, you know, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so, and this is the challenging thing about this, is that the advice changes so quickly.
Mm.
As we go through the pandemic and we get more and more evidence, so advice, you know, shifts to take into response that changing evidence base. So for our mob, you know, we know young kids who have things like rheumatic heart disease, who have early kidney disease, asthma, these sorts of things. And increasingly with the Delta strain affecting younger and younger populations, you know, having them have access to the vaccine is going to be an essential part of protecting communities.
Yes.
It's not just elders. We've said all along, you know, the elders, the core part of our communities and our culture, have been the highest risk. For us now, we understand that that other end of the spectrum,
the other end,
in that cycle
right, exactly.
of life,
young
is really
ones,
is the young ones.
Exactly.
You know, and here, the Cuddy-Cuddies in Yarri here, they're the ones we're trying to help protect as well. So the opportunity for parents, caregivers, families, networks to come down and have a yarn and see what the best option for their kids is really what we're here to do today as well.
Too deadly. So we are talking about the COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week here at Girini Yalamaka. That's a very important conversation, but tell us a bit about Girini Yalamaka itself. So you've been here 3 years as a doctor?
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to work here at Yarri for Girini for the last 3.5 years. Prior to that was over in Cairns at Wootropperin Health
Wootropperin,
Service.
Represent Wootropperin.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Yeah, and been lucky enough to spend most of my professional career working in Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations across the top end, and really getting a chance to experience communities that are different to mine and, you know, different environments. Up in near Broome in the Dampier Peninsula, I flew out to little clinics and tiny planes for 3 years.
Flying doctor.
Yeah. And working for the Flying Doctor Clinics and those places, and it was really, and for a community-controlled Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service. So, but here in Yarri, we've, you know, Gurney's been around for 25-plus years now.
Yeah.
Started from, when we talk about grassroots, you know,
exactly.
Gurney Yalamaka started as a life promotion or suicide prevention service.
Yeah.
And really has now grown into one of, you know, and if I can say, like one of the leading organisations in the country in terms of performance. In terms of, you know, impact in terms of health in a community like this.
Mm.
You know, Yarraba is the largest Aboriginal community in Australia.
Yes.
And with that comes a great task in our hands. And so the team love to sort of get mucked in there.
And lead from the front, because it's a beautiful building. I mean, we felt as though we come in here BBM uniforms. We thought we had to go and get tuxedo. Very classy, my brother, very classy.
Oh, true. That new building is really fantastic. You know, flagship for the community now. We've been occupying a clinic, which is originally a Queensland Health building for some time, since the beginning. And now we've got an opportunity to be situated in the middle of the mission down here, which is where the majority of Yarri folk live. And, you know, it's just a, you know, a short step from their doorstep to come into the clinic now.
Yeah.
This new center here is really focused around family health for children here, as well as social emotional well-being, which we know, looking at, you know, models of care, how do we think about health as black fellas?
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, coming in for your tablets and your blood pressure. It's, it's talking about your mob, talking about your culture.
And that yarn is, well, it's a medicine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a very important medicine. And then we're talking about employment as well, and employment of local people, Yarrabeans,
yeah.
You know, or living in Yarraba, who are working for their mob and dealing with their mob.
Yeah, look, Gurney has over 100 workers now,
yes.
At all levels, and we've got you know, local staff. I think over 80% of our work staff are local Aboriginal people. So, you know, that's really the core of Aboriginal community control. Is, you know, the board, you know, they set the agenda for us, and then the staff, we make sure it happens the right way, which is the way that the community wants.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then there's a career pathway as well for these young women starting in a job. They can then go on to further education and, you know, venture down that pathway to, like I said, a career, full-blown career.
Yeah, we're really focused on giving people opportunities. You know, if you even look at our current, you know, our CEO, she started as a driver.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, exactly.
She sits on the board for Nacho, and, you know, and as well as our CEO. And we've got, you know, people who started as health workers who are now exploring careers in nursing, midwifery.
Yes.
You know, I used to work alongside my boss, actually, in Broome, who was a health worker who started out. Now she runs a medical service. She's a doctor up in Kununurra.
Yeah,
so,
beautiful.
You know, this is when you've got people working alongside you who can see the pathway that, you know, and give people that vision of what's possible. I think that's a great opportunity for people here in Yarra and across Australia.
Fantastic. Look, a beautiful yarn. Dr. Jason King, thank you so very much. We'll let you get back to the JOB. Good yarn with you. Great to be over here. So saying to a mob, especially mob listening here at Yarraba, come down, have the yarn here at your Health Service Aboriginal Corporation, your very own Girini Yalamaka, and have a yarn with the mob here and just talk about that jab. We are in a pandemic and we need to get more knowledge before we make that decision.
Yeah.
And the table's there for an open conversation.
That's it.
Dr. Jason, thank you very much. All the best to you. Go and do your thing. You keep smiling, Doc, and we'll yarn soon.
No worries, thanks.
To Daily Beautiful Yarn there with Dr. Jason King, Director of Clinical Services here at Gurini Yalamaka. We're here on BBM, Bummer Bib Media, National Talk Black, with the live outdoor broadcast, COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week is what we're yarning. To all the young ones out there, ages 12 and above, especially our elders, come down, have a yarn. And there are prizes as well in regarding having that yarn. Get a jab and you can go in the draw for a prize. So that's very deadly. So there it is. Protect your family, protect your mob, and have that conversation anyway. But stay tuned, your deadly live outdoor broadcast. National Talk Black with the Murray from the Curry, Trevor Tim, and I'm taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. To Deadly, BBM 98.7 FM.
I can see her in my mind. Oh, I can see. listening to National Talk Black.
I'm a proud black younger boy with the killer flow. Listen to the year that hit, listen to it blow. For the boys, younger boys, all the way from Adam Land. Era boy, in the lab, put that in the air, you go ball and double go go. The more it and your magic go. Napu get out there, Napu do rip for while I'm man with you. Like I'm gonna be in rip for me to go. But we're in a machine and your go. Trick is my road, survive and ball. Human brain, greatest weapon in the globe. Child sustaining, education, knowledge, and daughter standing on everyone's shoulders. Teaching yourself as you get older and older.
You're more
my life. Our music is going. I'm using my money game. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? You're more my life, my game. Me all got it, I'm more. So Mariuna, 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 Mariuna.
This is jungle, way of freedom. City lights, the sound, too much in my mind. But the quiet, the nature sound. And that is why I live and breathe and represent. Let it shine before the end of time. Good, good, you're not marching on your loot. Good, but you're not marching on your hit my guys. I'll make a boy down, marching now. You can get the door. Marchy, marchy, marchy. Marchy, marchy, marchy. I'm a proud black to a boy with a killer flow. Listen to the hit, I can't listen to it flow.
You're more my life, our music is going. I'm using my money game. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Young one, my lima, yeah. Me, father, I'm on. So, Mariuna, 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 Mariuna.
Yeah, Te Deli Mob, welcome back live to your outdoor broadcast here at Guni Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation, Yarraba. Great to be back over here at Yarra again. We're here doing the outdoor broadcast and celebration and, well, yarning in regard to the celebration of conversations about vaccine. I had a deadly talk there with Dr. Jason King, Director of Clinical Services. COVID-19 vaccine super week is what we're yarning about for the next 3 days. And also going to catch up now and have a deadly yarn with Mayor of Yarraba, Rossy Andrews. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Morning, Trev, and morning to the listeners out there.
To you, Deli, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My connection to country is through Kookajalanji and through Kookajangan, which is west of Mariba and
yes.
Dumbula.
Yep.
But I'm a Yarrabian, you know, true Australian generation. So lived and worked and went to school all my life, so they classify us as Australian generation,
I
but
so.
Yarrabians.
Yeah, Yarrabians, there it is, beautiful. So we're talking about this space of vaccine pandemic that we're in, and over here at Guni Yalamaka, hats off to them in regard to setting up a an open conversation, open yarn for your mob here at Yarraba in regard to the vaccine. Let's talk firstly about the 3-day lockdown we had recently, Cairns and Yarraba, and how'd you fare over here at Yarraba, Mayor?
Yeah, I think we fared pretty good. I mean, we were really cautious about, the restrictions or the lockdown. However, we went through a pretty robust regimental biosecurity restriction.
Yes.
Just over 12 to 18 months ago. The co-direction or the new direction of the state government, we've had that a little bit of flexibility where we had a little bit of freedom of movement so we could go to the southern corridors of Cairns and do some of the essentials. So cautiously, but you know, it was a bit flexible for us.
Sure.
Second time around. So.
Second time around, because the first time around was a bit of a bit of dramas in regard to the duration of the lockdown, and it sort of made people feel uncomfortable and frustrated, didn't they, at the beginning?
Yeah. Well, the biosecurity determination was placed on not only Yarrabah but many of the other discrete Indigenous communities in Queensland.
Yes.
So. It was pretty robust with good intentions, I guess, in terms of restricting freedom of movement. But, you know, we discovered, as with many over that period, that it was a bit too tough. But second time around, I think we welcome a little bit of the easing of the restrictions and a little bit of flexibility in terms of our movement to and from Cairns.
And look, hats off to Cairns and Yarrabah. We all did well in the recent 3-day lockdown. We had that one case with the taxi driver, and one case only. But it's about protecting our mob, and especially our elders who are vulnerable with this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be very cautious. And when they introduce the restrictions or the lockdowns. In both local governments of Cairns Shire and Yarrabah Shire, I think we were really concerned that this virus could have or may have spread. However, through the result of the immediate restrictions or lockdowns, we were able to come out, I guess, you know, on the other end.
Yes.
So, you know, that was... pretty encouraging, but there's still a long way to go with this pandemic.
Of course. And we're not out of the woods yet, are we?
Not yet. No. I mean, you know, we've just got to keep on the front foot and work really, really hard in terms of the vaccination rollout and exercising greater caution, but also looking at the new normal in terms of how do we minimise the risk of this virus getting into our community.
Yes. And it is like the new normal, isn't it? And we just need to abide by the rules and, you know, and we the phrase they're using, we are all in this together. So we need to do our bits, you know, in regard to protecting our young ones as well as our elders and protecting our mob. But we have done well to all our First Nation health organisations, but also our communities. And hats off to all the mayors, you included, regarding looking after our mob. We've got no cases at all, you know, touch wood, and we don't want any cases, do we?
No. We really don't want any case in any of our communities. I think we have to work in partnership with the authorities. We've also got to work in partnership with our community. So, you know, with personal and community responsibility comes greater responsibility on all of us.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Whether it's personal responsibility or personal safety or community responsibility and community safety. So we all got to be in this together, like you said.
Exactly. Now, I drove past the council. A bit of renovation going on there at the council. What's your mob doing there?
Yeah, no, we're doing a little bit of extension up there in terms of, you know, our staff or organisation growth.
Yes.
But also trying to accommodate the demand and expectations of community. So we're extending our council chambers... you know, to allow for greater transparency and accountability so that people, many of our elders and many of our families who are disabled as well can have access to democracy, I guess.
Sure.
In terms of,
beautiful.
You know, what decisions are being made up there and their involvement.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, it's looking pretty good. So what time will the renovation finish?
Yeah, we're anticipating probably around about November.
November, all right.
And that's... round about the date that the jetty on the north part of the point
the
is going to be complete as well.
Right,
so
exactly. Tell us quickly about the jetty.
Yeah, it's progressing pretty well out there. I think we got a completion date of around November as well. We've managed to maximise many employment opportunities as well for the local traditional owner group. So, you know, we've done a lot of work over the last so many years, and it's finally coming to fruition.
Yep.
And with the input and the ownership of the project, I think the credit must go to the elders and the prescribed body corporate as well in terms of working with the council and working with the transport and main roads about making this project a reality. So, Yeah, hats off to all those, you know, greatly assisted with that project.
Yeah, team effort. With that jetty, that opens up now for transport to and from Cairns?
Yeah, it's a window of opportunity and it'll be a game changer.
Yeah,
We tourism? Believe, you know, tourism, social and sporting opportunities.
Recreation?
You know, recreation.
You're fishing off the hanging off the jetty there?
Yeah, well, a lot of that recreation for us.
I'm coming to your place for feed, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's opened up so many opportunities that, you know, it's something that the community's been really advocating for many, many years have some big investment.
Yes.
To try and, you know, make some really big changes. So we're hopeful that it will create opportunities and create more of a vibrant community that, you know, our transportation to and from Cairns for other economic benefits as well.
Exactly. And look, it just creates proudness in regard to the extension of the community, also getting our young ones involved, you know, in regard to possibilities of a career pathway. You know, like we're talking marine, we're talking tourism, so job opportunities as well for young ones, and it can enhance movement going forward for Yarrabah, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that the tourism aspect of where we'd like to go is really exciting.
Exactly.
You know, once we get past the COVID pandemic, I think there'll be great opportunities for the Yarrabah community, but also the local traditional owner group. So Indigenous tourism is a point of difference, I guess, in this country for not only our region, but the rest of the country.
Well, exactly. And it is the year of Indigenous tourism. It happened last year, but because of COVID-19, they extended it. And it's a very important space. And, we as black people sit on a gold mine regarding our culture and being black, you know, brother?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the tropical tourism North Queensland is working really closely with some of the traditional owner groups around the region around developing an opportunities plan or a tourism strategy for Indigenous tourism strategy for the region. So that's a great excitement, not only along the East Coast, but outback tourism as well, where
we
have many of our Indigenous brothers and sisters have their ventures at West.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got a lot to showcase the world, if not Australia, until the flights open up, the international flights open up. But it is a great platform for employment. My brother, very good talking with you, Rossy Andrews, Mayor of Yarrabah. We will talk soon, and all the best to you. And I believe I'm going to be talking to your missus very soon, who's CEO here of Girini, Yalamaka.
That's correct.
She's the real boss. She's the mayor at home, eh?
Yeah, she's next up. So, yeah, good luck to her. But
yes, that's right.
Thanks to Trev and 98.7 Bama Bipra. So a big shout-out there.
Good.
Doing a great job, eh, in terms of the platform around the region, around the country. So congratulations. Well done.
No, thank you very much, Rossi. All the best to you, brother. We'll talk soon. Stay tuned. Your Mob Daily live outdoor broadcast with Murray from the Curry, Trevor Tim for National Talk Black, Girini Yalamaka, COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. And stay tuned. We'll be yarning with plenty of mob here at Yarrabah, here all day. And come down and see us. Have a yarn, your mob, and talk about the jab. That's what it's all about. Too Deadly, BBM 98.7 FM.
Listen up. Kobe Rap, MC Mux, Black Father Entertainment. My fly. Yes, this rap black and never. What we want to know is will be. I'll always be back at my time. My fly. Yes, this rap black and never. What we want to know is will be. I'll always be back at my time. Let's rap black and yellow, yeah, that's my flag, bruv. Hate it or love it, I'll raise my flag up. We about to come up in dozens of it, they're mad, but just because you done jail time, you think you bad, huh? It's kinda funny how some people lack. Looking like dummies, no knowledge is what you people lack. Have originals coming, so where my people lack. If we keep it 100, you can't compete with that. Stop your gotta rap abilities for my mum and dad. My daughter, my two sisters, and my pop and dad. My nieces and nephews, like I suffer that. 11 rappers, different mothers, yeah, they've got my back. I've got a couple day ones, I've known. Seem to young and real ones, and never turn their back. Yeah, I love them now, it's time we clash them and show you what I'm about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, that's my fight. Yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow. Always nothing, always will be. But I'll always be back by my country, my flag. Yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow. Always nothing, always will be.
Smackdown with my brothers up on this track. Now black is the color of the skin, the color of the night, the color of me in the wrong. Now I'm in the right. Yellow's what they call me, cause I got the lightest skin. But a yellow hello, just to get the brothers in. For my rellos, rellos, yeah, you know my love is here. But I rap for my country, cause I'll always be my kid. Red rum, the red roars, the blood of a soul. Red sunsets, I when it's going down for sure. Make me mad and I leave your red blood on the floor. I bleed for my people, red blood to the core. Black, yellow, red, yeah, you heard what I said. If you starting on my mob, I'll take it up. Don't forget, black history to this country. Got a mad step, black, yellow, red. Off the shirt of it, I guess.
My flag, red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always walking up with real beef. But I'm always keeping my country, my flag.
Blackfella Entertainment.
National Talk Black.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at Guruni Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation here at Yarraba. Trinity Trevor and Mike here, Murray from Macquarie, and bringing the National Talkback program to you live. And we're talking COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. That's a yarn that's going on today. We had a deadly yarn with Rossi Andrews, Mayor of Yarraba, but I was informed he's only the Mayor during the day. The Mayor at night time is Sue Andrews, his lovely wife, our other half, CEO of Guruni Yalamaka. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
So, Sue Andrews, I'm actually a Connolly from Yarraba, but also my mob is from Jaru and Punaba in the North Kimberley region of West Australia.
Beautiful, okay. And we spoke to Dr. Jason, EWA Noongar man too.
Noongar man, yes.
You might be taking over the place. You might want to settle down. So, listen, thank you for having us. And look, this very important space here, COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week, as Dr. Jason mentioned, it's just a table, a platform for yarning, getting knowledge, talk about the jab, the vaccine in the world that we live in regarding this pandemic, yeah?
That's right. Today and for the next 2-3 days, it's about first of all, we want to make sure our mob are informed. Let them know about the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
And give them options as to, you know, which vaccine they'd like to take. So today, it's open up. It's a super vax clinic. Let's get it done.
And this is for the next 2 days, today as well as Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's
as well.
That's correct,
yep.
Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And just having that conversation, I mean, like when I was saying to Dr. Jason regarding social media and people getting information, and it all gets diluted regarding the choices that we make. And what we're saying is just have that yarn, protect your family, protect your mob, protect yourself.
Exactly. What we're saying to mob is stop listening to what's on social media or what everyone else is talking about. Get the right information from the experts, our doctors and nurses that are here today. We've also got the First Nations COVID team from Cairns Hospital here as well. Good. To put that information there as well.
Yeah, as the phrase that they've been using, we are all in this together, and that's what it's all about, having that conversation and making that right decision as well. But it's open here for the next 3 days. There's music, games, there's entertainment, there's food. Come down for a feed and have a yarn with the health workers here.
That's right, as well as lovely prizes as well.
Okay, yes.
So we've got a number of prizes there for, you know, come and get your first jab. But even for those people who also had the jab previously to today,
yeah.
Their names are also going to go in the draw as well. We don't want them to miss out.
Sure,
because they were fully informed and they came in first.
Yeah. So don't think that you already had the jab. Yeah. Did you come and got to get another jab just to go in the draw? No, not like that.
No, doesn't work like that.
Thank you. That's right. But just you're in the draw anyway.
Yeah.
But look, it just, like I said, creates that opportunity to have that conversation. So you've been the CEO here of Girini Yalamaka. How long are you holding
the reins for? I've been here for about 10 years.
Yes.
You know, it's been fantastic. We've seen so many things happen with Girini, particularly around the transition to Aboriginal Community Control from a government-owned service. So lots of changes. We're here having our vaccine super clinic at our new building on Workshop Street.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Classy.
Outreach clinic as well. That's from an Aboriginal designer business as well as an Aboriginal building business as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. So 10 years been holding reins. We're talking exit strategy. So time to move on. New chapter for Sue Andrews, yeah?
I'd like to see that in the next couple of years, yes. I'm just going to make sure I've got that succession planning in place well.
Okay.
Because you want to see Girini around forever and ever,
Exactly.
And for the next generation. So for me, it will be time to go. It'll be sad to go, but look, I'm excited about the next chapter in my life.
Beautiful. And when we're talking about moving on, what's in place regarding Girini? Do we have up and coming staff maybe going for your position or?
Exactly, and that's what we're all about. We're all about how do we build capacity within?
Yes.
And we also want local mob from community to take over the reins as well. So how do we do that? Exactly. And it's about making sure that we build that capacity in our own.
Mm. And when you say new chapter for Sue Andrews, we're talking cappuccinos, aren't we?
Yeah.
Entrepreneur, businesswoman.
Look, I'd like to put full time into my own business, Yarichino Cafe.
Yarichino, there it is, Yarichino Cafe.
Yes, I'd like to spend a lot of time in there and build a business. Yes.
Yep. To Delhi, look, all our mob around this country, when they come to Cairns, they come to Yarraba, they need to get a cappuccino.
That's right. There they need to get a Yarichino.
The Yarichino, there it is. Get the word in right, Yarichino. Yes. Well, like I said, we've just been informed as well the BBM crew, so we'll be getting a Yarichino when we leave the outdoor broadcast here today.
Good
yarning with you, my sister. Thank you very much for sharing, and thank you for allowing us to be here and spread the word and get the message out there to all the Yarrabeans. Come on down here and have a yarn and talk about this space of the world that we're living in, the pandemic, and talk about the vaccine and just have the conversation, if not get the jab.
Thank you, Trevor.
To Delhi, my sister. We'll talk soon. All the best to you. Thank you, Sue Andrews. Stay tuned. Your Mob Delhi yarn here on National Talk Black with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, taking you right through 12 noon midday, Queensland time is, for the National Talk Black program. 1 hour program coming to you live here at the Girini Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation at Yarraba. And the COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week is the event that's happening here. So it's on for today as well as tomorrow and the next day as well, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you might come on down. There's food here as well. And let's talk food. That's why Murray here. My stomach's in, my throat's cut. Going to yarn and then have a feed. That's what I'm here for. But 2 Delhi yarn up strong here. BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black.
National Talk Black.
Deadly, 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 deadly. I'm black and deadly.
You don't really want to speak to us, you don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you want to know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are, it don't matter cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really want to know us, cause we're black, black and deadly. You act like you never seen an aboriginal before, like you're not happy for me, now I got my foot in the door. They don't want to see me do it, they'd rather hand me a beer, so I can go and mess my head up and get a career. Oh, there you go, girl, stutter like a DJ scratches. I'm like a jerry can in the box of matches. Explosive, but won't take long until you know this. My royalty check, I'm the proof, I wrote this. You give me dirty looks like you wanna fight me. Now your daughter wants to grow up to be just like me. I bet you hate me now, cause your boys and your brothers wanna date me now. I'm black and deadly, yeah, you know what I mean. If you don't believe me, bring your crew, bring your team, cause you think it's just a show. Cut the lights, close the curtain. You're trying to shut us down, but it's just not working. When you see us on the street, you don't really wanna speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are. It don't matter, cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us.
I'm looking down at me like I'm nothing but trouble. So I pull them up, attack and give it back and on double. And they putting us away like any minority. But if you know the prison system where they're living majority, it's survival of the fittest, we the cream of the crop. From planting the hard seeds to the time that we're locked. We understanding trees while they checking my knees. An invasion of weeds who only wanna be trees. Introduce rentees, mixing up the species. Good way, we say, I'm a bunch of mixies. I'm French, German, Nepalese, Kanakan, Cubby, Cubby. The French, they recognize me, the Germans don't know me. Kanakans recognize me and say, hey, he's a Murray. Can anyone tell me what it is to be an Aussie? Cause all I'm hearing is what an Aussie is. A lucky country for some, but for others it isn't. We die for our country, we fight for our country. Now the flag of our country represents another country. Religion flags people is only second hand. And they don't mean shit if there is no land. We don't own the land, cause the land owns us. We would drown without it, it does fine without us. The values of this country is the land itself, and we're selling it out for a false sense of wealth.
When you see us on the street, you don't really want to speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly.
Yeah, Too Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live at Guruni Yalamaka Health Service Aboriginal Corporation here at Yarraba. Great to be over at Yarraba once again. And they're talking about the event of COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. And ages 12 years and above, protecting our elders, protecting our younger, protecting our mob. It's just a conversation for our mob and all Yarrabians. Come on down to Guruni and have that yarn. Just talk about the vaccine. And if not, if you're feeling comfortable with the information, then get the jab. That's what it's all about. Protecting our mob. There's been no cases whatsoever in our Aboriginal corporation, Aboriginal communities across the country. We don't want any, so you need to stay safe, your mob. But Trinity Trev, going to sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company and your local mob in Cairns. Stay tuned. We're going to be yarning throughout the day with all the mob here at Yarraba. So we're here till about 3 o'clock. So come and say hello to the mob here at the BBM crew at the Guruni Yalamaka Health Organisation. Fantastic. But Murray, going to sign for you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. Yes, we are in a pandemic, and that's what we're talking about. Get the education. If you're comfortable with the education, get the vaccine. That's what you need to do. Stay safe, your mob. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Too Deadly.